A Mesquite Moment in Time, a look at what the city was, making it what it is today. Oats Drive is named not for oats you eat, but after a doctor, pharmacist, veterinarian, farmer, rancher, gardener, businessman, and educational patron. Dr. Counsel David Oats moved to Dallas County in 1871 after graduating from Bellevue College at the age of 20. Dr. Oats was originally from Alabama and found his bride here in this area, Jenny Bird of East Dallas. He owned and lived on 1,000 acres of land in the area between LBJ Freeway, Interstate 30, Galloway Avenue, and the street which bears his name. Dr. Oats was a key player in Eastern Dallas County settlement. It was a frequent occurrence to see Dr. Oats making house calls on horseback all throughout this area. His average price for a house call was $9.14, or $181.98 in today's currency. Dr. Oats was commonly paid in cows, hogs, corn, groceries, and cottonseed. He knew his business very well and could be considered ahead of his time with all the remedies and formulas he discovered to prevent ticks, treat skin diseases, and make adult mouthwash. All of Dr. Oats' records and recipes were kept in his personal diary he started shortly after moving to Dallas County. He owned many books such as Hair and Its Growth, Pathology and Operative Treatment of Hip Diseases, and a book concerning ear, eye, and skin diseases, women's diseases, and in-depth notes on how to deliver babies. A mere 4 years following his move to Dallas County, Dr. Oats began the Oats School, now the site of Dallas Christian School, one of the oldest in this area. Dr. Oats taught classes himself until the enrollment increased and he hired a school marm. The school was in operation for 37 years until its closure in 1908. Dr. Oats also kept an elaborate report on all of his patients concerning their health, medical history, gender, residence, number of living and deceased children, and childhood diseases. Unfortunately, Dr. Counsel David Oats succumbed to pneumonia in 1889 at just 38 years of age. At this time in our nation's history, country doctors were a jack of all trades, and Dr. Oats was truly no exception. Thanks to Dr. Oats, Eastern Dallas County prospered in health and wellness along with education for their children. In the words of Dr. Oats' granddaughter, he did his duty, quote, for his children and his neighbors. I'm Christian James, and join 88.5 next week for another historical tidbit from A Mesquite Moment in Time.